Oh, yeah. Happy Friday, everybody. It is a John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. Dave here. All the good stuff on this June 7th. John died. Thankfully, it wasn't our John. Dr. John. That's who we're talking about. We paid tribute to him today. We learned about a beer fit for a healthy lifestyle. It was a first Friday, so we packed the studio with listeners and welcomed comedian Jim Tews, a local guy from my neck of the woods up in Allentown. He made his show debut, and we learned what's in John's pants, among other things. Stay tuned. Here we go. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again on Monday. Until then, it is the Daily Podcast.
Do you run, Dave?
I used to.
You used to?
Yeah, and then I realized this sucks.
I want to ask you.
Every once in a while, I'll run, and then I'll remember this is the worst
thing
I've ever
done. I'm not a big fan of taking all this weight and dropping it down on the smallest bones in my body. Any of you guys runners? All right. You're a runner? Really? All right. Anybody else? The nurse? The nurse doesn't run? All right. Oh, my God. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing this up is that, Steve, knowing you, and definitely Dave, this might be a reason why you start running again.
Okay.
There's a new healthy beer called 26.2 Brew, which, of course, is the length of a marathon. It's described as a crisp, light ale developed for runners by runners.
Yeah, hard pass.
Right.
I don't trust a runner that makes beer.
What's the sales pitch behind this? What's the gimmick?
Just that. You know, it's healthy. It's
Michelob Ultra is the beer for athletes, John.
Right.
And you're going to have to prove otherwise.
It's low in alcohol and carbs. Has healthy ingredients like Himalayan sea salt and coriander.
Good.
Because I know that's what I want in my beer. I want to make sure there's plenty of coriander in my beer. And that's why I believe that people should develop this more. Why just for runners? What about cyclists?
I like riding a bike, but I also like a good beer. And that's why I drink this, cyclist's beer. It's lighter than most beers. And when I'm done, I just throw the can. Because when I'm pedaling a $1,000 bike, I'm not slowing down to throw that in a trash can. Some bum will pick it up. Cyclist's Brew. It's new.
Will you move?
No, you are in my lane. Stupid cars.
So, I mean, that's one way you could go, you know.
Well, I mean, craft beer has come so far, and it's so much better than craft liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, craft liquor makers. I love you. Keep making it. But don't bring it down with some BS like that.
So if you're against runner's beer and cyclist beer,
yeah,
how do you feel about yoga beer?
Hi, ladies. I'm the weird guy at the 10 a.m. yoga class when most guys are at work. I like yoga, but I also like drinking beer. And that's why I drink this yoga beer. It's perfect. I can drink it while I'm doing the doggy down-down or whatever it's called. And when I'm done, just set my can over here while I check out the other cans. Yoga beer. It's new.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Well, there ain't no sunshine this morning, really, because a great guy, a great musician, if you have not heard.
Oh, no.
Dr. John has passed away.
Oh, no.
A.K.A. Mac Ribbonac. All right, 77 years old. And, you know, the older I get, the younger these people seem to be.
Right.
here's a guy. And a lot of people, when you say Dr. John, don't know who you're talking about. They don't know a lot of his music. There's one song in particular that I'm going to get to in a moment that once you hear it, you go, oh, yeah, that guy.
In the right place.
But, I was telling Dave this morning, do you remember the TV show Blossom? You guys remember the TV show Blossom?
God, I love it.
That,
is it Topanga?
What
am I thinking of?
Mayim Bialik was the actress.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And he did the theme song. That's Dr. John.
Ain't no good reason for getting all depressed. Buy up your pad and pencil. I give you a piece of my mind.
Ring around, Doctor.
In my opinion, nation, the sun is gonna surely shine.
I mean, the guy, he did Making Whoopi and Sleepless in Seattle, down in New Orleans from The Princess and the Frog, The Bare Necessities in the Jungle Book.
Oh, wow.
But
Get
the,
out.
But
oh,
yeah,
wow.
yeah, yeah, those are all Dr. John songs. But cool. The one that everybody remembers is I was in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Today, we're going to give you the opportunity to win a great prize by playing What's in My Pants?
You enjoy asking that way too much.
I do. What's in My Pants is the game that we're going to play. I will tell you this much. I have seven different things in my pants right now. All right, and it is your job to figure out what's in my pants. We're only doing this bit so I can say, what's in my pants? All right. If you're the person who comes up with the most correct answers, you will walk away with a $25 Wawa gift card, a gift T-shirt, and a trip to Wawa's Welcome America 4th of July festivities here in Philadelphia. Of course, there's all the information about that at WawaWelcomeAmerica.com, and you can do it on your. You can go there on your own in order to enter and win a prize as well. So, anybody, who's going to be my first contestant? You're going to be. Come on up here. All right.
Stephanie.
Stephanie? Okay, I don't have my little card in front of me. I'll put it over here. All right, Stephanie, all right, let me ask you, what's in my pants?
A pen?
No pen.
No
all right,
pens.
Stephanie, you're out.
No pens. You're out. All right. Who's next, Dave?
I don't know. You have
I've got the card. Okay.
Dave, I think,
all right? It's Dave. Dave, what's in my pants?
Keys.
Keys, okay.
Oh, correct.
Right, one.
That's one so far.
Wallet.
Very good.
All right, man. He's on a roll.
That's two.
Your card, your pass card to get in.
That's three.
Wow.
Studying the bulges.
Dave's kicking ass.
Some change.
No change. You're out. Three. All right. Okay, Threes are high right now.
Threes are high number. Who else is going?
Come on. You got to get four straight.
How wrong could you possibly be? You're just going to let Steve walk away with it?
Dave.
All right. Okay.
Melanie.
It's Melanie, right. Our North Dakota.
Michelle.
Melanie. Whatever. Your husband spells his name with a V and it's Steven, right. so it doesn't matter. Right.
Michelle, what's in my pants?
A mint or a lifesaver or.
Michelle, really, if you're going to say a hard candy, it would be in John's pants. Most likely it's a Werther's original. Look at the man. And that.
I hear endless Werther's jokes. I just want you to know. All right. That brings Jeff up. Hiya, Jeff.
How are you?
All right, I'm well. All right, so I have to ask you the question, Jeff. What's in my pants?
Your hands.
Wow, a literalist. Wow. Bam! Bam!
He is right. Okay. He is right. At the moment, that's one
all right,
for Jeff.
That was impressive.
Rude tactic.
Take your hands off, please.
All right, next one.
Let's say cell phone.
Cell phone.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay. Some competition going
all right.
here.
All right.
Now it gets more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but you might want to think. You might want to go along the lines of Steve's old man joke. Right, there are some old man things in my pockets that could be possible.
Oh wow!
I'm surprised the nurse lady didn't figure that out. But all right.
All right, I need an answer.
A catheter.
Yes!
Oh, yes! I love this man.
Check,
I'm going to buy my own prize for that.
Yes, well, really, in the hearts of everyone in the city, Jeff wins, but in the studio, Dave wins because nobody can top Dave's three. Oh,
no one else?
Phenomenal.
No one else? Well, actually, there aren't enough things.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I'll load it up.
All right, here's the reason Jeff. Why Michelle was saying, right? Come on. Medicine, heart medicine. Look at my age. Money.
And it's in a clip, of course.
No one said money and a flash drive.
Is there a handkerchief in there?
As a matter of fact.
There should be.
Tissues.
Oh,
again,
yeah.
Another old man thing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
102.9 MGK.
And joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, he will be appearing tonight with Jimmy O. Yang at Helium Comedy Club. You can always get tickets through heliumcomedyclub.com or 215-496-9001 for two shows tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and 10. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tews is here.
Hey.
Good morning to you,
sir. I didn't
know
there was going to be a real audience here.
Right. Yeah.
I was very thrown.
Okay. I guess, yeah, I didn't mention any of that to you at all as we were talking. How this is the first time you're on the show, and you're technically a local comic.
Yeah, Allentown native.
You're from Allentown.
Yeah.
Wait a second. this is the guy you went to school with.
It is.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you recognize him when you came in?
I did. I recognized the name, and then we started catching up, and then I figured it out.
And then he saw my beak. He's like, that's a Gibson.
Yeah.
That is a Gibson.
Were you guys the same age?
No, he's a year older than me.
So you picked on him.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
But I got to say, if I wasn't getting picked on, I wasn't going to pick on anybody else.
I see. So that's interesting. Now he's a musician. Were you in a band also?
No, I was in band, in marching band.
Oh, that's very different.
Oh, very different.
Not in a band. Very different sentences. Just like one letter apart.
But it means totally, everything.
Yeah. Totally different implication. If I said I was in a band in high school, you'd be like, oh, you were cool and weird. When I'm like, I was in band, you're like, just weird. Yeah. Got it. and I was a fat little saxophone player. I don't know if you remember that.
I forgot what section you were in. Oh, okay. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. No. But I loved it.
Was school a good experience for you? I mean, you know, I've never heard Dave really complain about it.
No, it was fine. Yeah, I avoided too much trouble.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I live in New York now. I moved there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Was that a big change from Allentown to New York?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, there was less Puerto Ricans, ironically.
Is it possible that there was less Puerto Ricans
in
New York?
Nowadays, yes. Yeah. Where do you live in New York?
I live in Queens.
Oh, where in Queens? Well, Astoria.
Ridgewood.
Oh, all right, because a lot of comics live in Astoria.
Yep, right, that's where all my friends are.
Right,
I have to go way north to talk to people. But yeah, New York's kind of intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every time I leave the house there, like it's picture day and nobody said anything to me about it. Which it just reminds me of when I was in third grade and my single dad just forgot that it was picture day and he sent me to school anyway. You know, so I like walk in and I see all these kids in their little sweaters and their dresses and they're like combing their hair. And I'm like, hey guys, why are you all dressed up? And they're like, it's picture day. You didn't know that, Jim? And I'm like, no, I didn't. We're in third grade. I don't know how you knew it. But I'm here, so I hope you don't mind if I photobomb your class picture with these green sweatpants and this dirty Bart Simpson t-shirt.
Yes.
And I haven't showered in 3 days, so I'm pretty sure this Kool-Aid mustache is permanent. And then I'm like, no, you can't put me in the back. I'm too short. So it looks like my parents' divorce is everybody's problem now.
That's interesting that you were brought up by a single dad.
Well, the parents were divorced, so it was like 1 week here, one week there. My mom's week, she put me in a tuxedo. It's true.
Are you, I don't know all that much about you because this is the first time you're here. Are you married, single, divorced, yourself?
No, I'm actually engaged.
You're engaged?
Yeah. Oh, I'm engaged to a Puerto Rican woman.
About that?
I will never be.
Well, you had to go to New York to find one of those because they're so rare in Allentown.
I'll never be with another white woman again. Okay. Those are her words, not mine. She's great though. She cares about me, you know. She wants me to stay hydrated, which seems to be a huge concern of hers. She's always like, "Did you drink enough water? Have you had any water? Have you ever heard of water?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I know how water works. I'm 37." She thinks that I've just been like wandering the earth this whole time, just like, oh, if only there were a simple remedy. And then she just pops out from behind a bush. She's like, "Have you tried drinking water?" Oh, you angel. She drinks so much water.
Now, what was, for your parents, divorced or not, all right, what was it like explaining to them that, like, well, oh, I went to New York and I found a Puerto Rican woman to marry?
Oh, they didn't care.
Right?
They were like, yeah, I mean, he grew up in Allentown. It was bound to happen.
Yeah.
Every girl I had a crush on in school was Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican? So. Okay.
Oh, God, yeah. They were untouchable.
Do you speak Spanish at all?
They were uninterested. That was the problem.
That too.
I don't speak. I mean, I speak a tiny bit of Spanish. I can talk
beyond donde está la biblioteca.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I can fend for myself, but she doesn't speak a ton of Spanish either.
She
can kind of turn it on, but
Yeah.
It's back there. You
see that all the time, no matter what your nationality.
Yeah,
right. You know, it is amazing how Goomba I become when I'm back in New York.
Of course.
When she does get back into the Spanish, is it an anger thing?
No, it hasn't been. It's actually, I see her do it. We have an older Puerto Rican woman who lives downstairs that kind of reminds her of her grandmother. Uh-huh. And she would only speak full Spanish to her grandmother because her grandmother didn't speak English. So when she talks to that neighbor,
right,
it's a back and forth. And it's actually very pleasant.
Right. Now, does that woman give you the evil eye?
No.
White
not
man
anymore.
Taken.
I've spoken in Spanish to her, and she kind of like, it took her a while.
Right.
But yeah, she's my girlfriend's my buffer.
Okay.
And all that.
All right. Now, you spent time in Cleveland.
I did.
Why?
I got stationed there in the Coast Guard. I was in the Coast Guard.
Are people in Ohio afraid of being you know, attacked from Canada?
A lot of people ask that, and you know, the truth is we are guarding that maritime border between us and the terrorist nation of Canada. So yes, the Coast Guard is required. Yeah,
they'll come over here and shoot politeness at us.
Yeah. Keep your free health care and your cheery disposition.
I'm hoping the Raptors win the NBA finals just so when they go to visit the White House, Trump can just keep them as hostages and use them as a negotiating token.
Because they're going to get their tariff any day now.
Yes. It's true.
Well, Jim Tunes is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock, along with Jimmy O. Yang from, what's the name of that show again?
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. Yeah. This is the last year for that show.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah. Well,
Jimmy's great, too.
Jimmy is good.
A good weekend.
He was in Crazy Rich Asians. Crazy Rich Asians.
Yep.
And I saw it, and I still don't remember who the hell he played. He was probably one of the Asian people. All right. Anyway, he will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tunes.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.